Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are traveling to the Isle of Lewis in Scotland, where a rare phone box seems like it will be preserved thanks to the impressive commitment of a not-so-local artist. In the past, we've talked about phone boxes, phone booths, and other places where phones live. Specifically, the red phone box from the UK is so iconic. In the past, we've talked about how some of those are being turned into libraries and little stores. Payphone booths in New York City are turning into Wi-Fi access points. And we've shared how rural payphones can also be hooked up to the internet to become free payphones, which is all really, really cool. William Arnold is a photographer and artist who drove from Cornwall to the Isle of Lewis, which is about a 1,700-mile round trip, to save one specific phone booth. I will admit that I'm not an expert in UK phone booths, but apparently this one is pretty rare. First off, it's in a fairly rural area. It's not getting a lot of use. Second, it's got two doors rather than just that one folding door that might be more familiar. So this rare phone booth was not getting used. And the rules state that a phone needs to make at least 52 calls a year to stay connected and activated. Enter our phone booth hero, who made this very long trip, brought a bunch of change, about 36 pounds worth of change. Pounds, the currency, not the weight, but honestly, I can't be sure that it's not. Arnold hunkered down in the phone booth during a pretty wild storm, it sounds like. Lots of wind and lots of rain, and made 52 calls. So hopefully that means this phone box is off the chopping block. On its own, this might be just sort of a whimsical, sort of fun story about saving antiquated technology. But Arnold was inspired to do this after breaking down in his car 4 years ago, finding a phone box very similar to this one, and finding that the phone line had been disconnected. His cell phone battery had died, and this backup lifeline wasn't available to help. Similarly, in places where there is no cell phone service, or in a time when the power goes out in a whole area or a town or a village, these phone booths can be a legitimate lifesaver. 2 years ago, the UK had 20,000 payphones, and according to British Telecom, that's already down to 9,000. If I can be totally honest, I don't remember the last time I used a payphone. But as I do more and more of these stories, I can absolutely appreciate how important they are depending on the context. So I am team landline, team phone booth, team phone box, and who knows when I might desperately need to use one in the future. So if you live near a phone box like this, dangling on the precipice, go out there, make a couple calls, and maintain that lifeline. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.